This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has officially issued an executive order on THC. The order mandates Texas put in age restrictions for the purchase of consumable hemp products containing THC. This comes after the governor's veto earlier this year of legislation that would have banned the products outright. The Texas Newsroom's Blaze Ganey reports.
Abbott's move may be the final word in a months-long back and forth between the governor and lawmakers, especially Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who's waged war on THC consumables for over a year. After state lawmakers failed to get a bill to Abbott's desk this summer, the governor decided to handle THC regulation on his own, upping the age to purchase to 21. Nick Mortellaro is a chemical engineer who owns retail hemp stores in Texas. He agrees with the executive order's age requirements, but doesn't think it'll make a huge difference.
This is kind of an administrative change to make it official and, you know, give enforcement agencies power. Or if there are bad actors out there that are not checking ID, well, now it's actually a crime and they can be prosecuted for that.
Rules and enforcement will be taken on by the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission and the Department of State Health Services. I'm Blaze Ganey in Austin.
Sugarland residents could soon see a property tax increase. The city council is considering a measure that would increase the average homeowner's property tax bill by about $95 per year. Here's Sugarland resident Andy Pinto.
Have compassion, have empathy for your stakeholders who have elected you and for the seniors.
Sugarland City Council will vote on the measure next Tuesday. As hundreds of Houston City workers wait for delayed pension payments, the chairwoman of the pension board faced questions from the Houston City Council. They asked why the city's independent pension system has taken so long to process paperwork for the approximately 1,000 workers who accepted early retirement incentives back in the spring. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports.
Pension Board Chairman Sherry Mose says the answer lies with the retirees themselves. Up to 349 still have not been paid, and she told the city council that a lot of them did not submit the proper paperwork in a timely manner. She also says the pension system typically processes 39 retirements per month. When we asked whether everyone who completed their paperwork properly was paid within the promised 90 days, she couldn't answer.
I don't have the particulars on that, so I would just, you know, just say we're just paying them as we can.
Up to a third of those who accepted the retirement buyouts should be paid by the end of the month, according to Mose. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
In sports, the Astros beat the Toronto Blue Jays 3-2 last night after giving up the lead they had in the eighth inning. But Houston battled back to score the winning run in the top of the ninth inning, and they remain in first place in their division. They will take on the Blue Jays this afternoon. For more news, you can head to our website. That is HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.